Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you wake up several times a night? If so, please visit me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll spend the time necessary with you to create a custom plan so you can rest easier and longer. For an appointment, call 651-342-2083. I'll have the double espresso with human carcinogen. That's how a Washington Post article opened its report earlier this month about an ongoing court battle in the state of California. What is it about coffee? The never-ending swing of the pendulum regarding coffee's health or harm is often cited by people who evaluate health research. Good today, bad tomorrow, good again by the third day. It seems, at least with respect to coffee, that if you don't like today's news about it, just stick around, it'll be better. Well, if you haven't heard about the case in California yet, it involves a chemical byproduct of the cooking process. The chemical, acrylamide or acrylamide, is on the California list of chemicals known to cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. The chemical has been on California's list since January 1990, but it wasn't discovered in cooked foods by scientists until 2002. It's one of the many chemicals found in bread, other grain products, potato chips, and French fries. So what are we to do? Well, we could give up all processed foods whatsoever, an act that some advocate, or we can exercise the old maxim that moderation is key. As of right now, numerous studies indicate a nominal to modest benefit from drinking coffee. Depending on the study you read, it may help reduce the risks of type 2 diabetes, liver disease, Alzheimer's disease, and prostate cancer. But then there's those nagging studies that linked coffee to increased risks of heart attacks and hypertension. So what's a consumer to do? Well, I suppose we could await the legal decision with a cup of coffee in hand. Arguments against coffee state that a 12-ounce serving has roughly 10 times more acrylamide than the no significant risk level established by the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. Meanwhile, defendants of coffee demonstrate that scientific evidence linking acrylamide to cancer in humans is scant. Typically, the studies of acrylamide involve rats and mice that are exposed to a significantly larger dose of the toxin than levels people would be exposed to in foods. So as it stands for now, the potential harms or benefits of coffee remain unproven beyond reasonable doubt. It will be interesting to see the outcome of this current battle. In the meantime, I'd like to offer a few tips for evaluating health research, inspired no less by a book called Coffee is Bad, Good for You. We'll discuss that next week.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.